In the name of our triune God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Nowadays, people circulate memes on the internet to make each other laugh. Memes are those images with a funny caption or a short humorous video. Back in the days before the internet, people would photocopy jokes and comics and circulate them. The fictional memorandum that I am about to read, I first saw on a mimeographed sheet. It's that old. You youngsters can ask your grandparents what mimeographs were. Our mimeographed meme goes like this. To Jesus, son of Joseph, woodcrafter's carpenter shop, Nazareth. From Jordan Management Consultants. Dear sir, thank you for submitting the resumes of the 12 men you have picked for managerial positions in your new organization. All of them have now taken our battery of tests, and we have not only run the results through our computer, but arranged personal interviews for each of them with our psychologist and vocational aptitude consultant. As part of our service, we make some general comments for your guidance. It is the staff opinion that most of your nominees are lacking in background, education, and vocational aptitude for the type of enterprise you are undertaking. They do not have the team concept. We would recommend that you continue your search for persons of experience with managerial ability and proven capability. Simon Peter is emotionally unstable and given to fits of temper. Andrew has absolutely no leadership qualities. The two brothers, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, place personal interest above company loyalty. Thomas demonstrates a questioning attitude that would tend to undermine morale. We feel that it is our duty to tell you that Matthew has been blacklisted by the Greater Jerusalem Better Business Bureau. James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus definitely have radical leanings, and they both register a high score on the manic depressive scale. One of the candidates, however, has great potential. He is a man of ability and resourcefulness, meets people well, has a keen business mind, and has contacts in high places. He is highly motivated, ambitious, and responsible. We recommend Judas Iscariot as your controller and right-hand man. We wish you every success in your new venture. Sincerely, Jordan Management Consultants. Judas Iscariot, the disciple who betrayed Jesus, has been getting a lot of attention in the media in recent years, just as he got a lot of attention in the fake memo that I read, and as he gets some attention in today's epistle reading. Perhaps you have heard of the Gospel of Judas. Let us deal with that aberration and dispose of it right away. The so-called Gospel of Judas is really nothing new. It was written about 100 years after Jesus' resurrection, and it most certainly was not written by the real Judas. Around that time, dozens, maybe hundreds, of Gospels and epistles were written by people who were masquerading as Jesus' disciples or other Bible characters. These people were known as the Gnostics, and they did not follow the Christian faith as it was delivered once and for all to the saints. About as soon as the Gospel of Judas was written and published, authoritative church leaders were condemning it as bogus. Standard Gnostic teaching, heresy actually, is found in the Gospel of Judas. It says that we are born with a spark of God inside of us, and salvation is found by coming to appreciate that hidden knowledge inside. Furthermore, it says that Christ was not co-equal with God the Father, and that Jesus' death was unnecessary. Unique to Judas' gospel is the idea that Judas alone among the disciples understood Jesus' message correctly, and that Judas' betrayal was really an effort to further Jesus' cause. Judas, it says, was Jesus' best friend to the end, not his enemy. And to top it all off, Judas considers the Holy Communion to be cannibalism. Every few years, it seems, the popular media jumps on one of these Gnostic writings, noxious writings, I call them, and touts some Gnostic work as overturning our traditional Christian faith. They usually add to it that the institutional church has conspired to cover up this new revelation. Some people eat these up because they love a good church conspiracy and they hate the faith of the church. Rest assured, the Gospel of Judas changes nothing. Everything that you were taught about Christ and his church is still true. If the Judas Gospel comes close to getting anything right, it might be something about Judas' character. In the Gnostic writing, Judas thought that he alone got Jesus. There's more than a little narcissism and self-centeredness in that. And as we see in the real canonical Gospels, Judas loved comfort and had a very high opinion of himself. He stole from the disciples' common funds for his own wants, and he dared to criticize Christ our Lord. To give Judas his due, he probably did have some talents and skills, just as the fake memo says. But how important are they, really? Consider this. Think about candidates running for an election. And I don't have any particular election or any particular candidates in mind. I really don't. Sometimes a candidate is described as being smart, as really knowing the issues, and being very shrewd. We would hope that anyone standing for public office would have some smarts, be knowledgeable about current events, and be clever. Those seem like prerequisites for any office. But even more so, shouldn't we look for people who are honest, who are compassionate, who have high moral character? Judas might have been the brightest and most successful disciple in a worldly way. That doesn't necessarily mean that he was the best spiritually. Far from it. I cannot imagine a worse sin than what Judas did, betraying our innocent Savior to death on a cross. A question I wrestled with for a long time was, could Judas be forgiven? The thought of God possibly forgiving Judas was a radical idea that I needed to come to terms with. Judas committed the worst sin ever. If God is infinitely merciful, couldn't he forgive the worst sin and the worst sinner? Will we find Judas in heaven? Let me share where I came down on this, which is where the Christian church throughout the ages has also come down on this. And that's as it should be. Jesus' death on the cross paid all the penalties for our sins, even Judas' sin. God's love is infinite. His mercy is infinite. However, from everything the Bible tells us, Judas did not repent. He may have realized his error. He may have felt bad about what he did, but he did not turn to God for forgiveness, although he had the chance. Judas could have been forgiven, but he chose not to be. He had the potential to be a great disciple and apostle, but he threw it all away. That's a real tragedy. Don't you make the mistake that Judas made. So, Judas' death left an opening among the 12. And that opening would need to be filled. A man named Matthias was picked to take Judas' place. We really don't know very much at all about Matthias. Unlike Judas, he didn't have a talent for self-promotion. He didn't like to put himself at the forefront of events. Matthias, we do know, had been a follower of Christ from the earliest days, but he had been quiet about it. If Matthias had any special skills or talents like Judas, we don't know about them. But how important are they, really? Have you ever heard, God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called? We may feel unqualified to do the jobs that God is calling us to do, but God will give us whatever we need so that we can do whatever he needs to be done. You'll be surprised what you can accomplish when you put your work in God's almighty hands. Look at those other disciples. Flawed and as lacking in ability as they were, they wrote real canonical gospels. They traveled the world witnessing to Christ. They performed miracles. And they gave their earthly lives for the heavenly cause. If God could do that for them and through them, just think what God can do with and for you. The possibilities are endless. Embrace the mission that God is calling you to. The church and the world need your service. And God won't let you down. He'll lift you up. Amen.